As the dialogue between the Yemeni ruling party and opposition has reached a deadlock, protests continue across the country. Thousands of protesters took out to Sana'a 16th Street and chanted slogans calling for the oust of the regime and an end to President Ali Abdullah Saleh's 32-year rule. The demonstration, which started at the Chain Square of Sana'a University, was prevented from marching toward the presidential palace. Security forces and riot police were deployed to blockade the ways leading to the palace. Analysts say if this demonstration had continued, it would have clashed with the armed tribal groups who were positioned alongside the 16th Street. While the rift in Saleh's regime increases by the day, this time it came to his son-in-law, Yahya Muhammad Ismail, to defect joining the protesters and a number of military officials. In a televised speech, President Ali Abdullah Saleh vowed that the time of initiatives had ended and that he would continue his term until 2013, when it officially ended.
Young people, if a majority of 95% is with security, stability, development and unity of the country, and the minority of 5% disturbs the security of that nation, then who has to give up and depart? Of course, the minority.
Most Yemeni cities are witnessing security deterioration, and the toll death from an explosion in the ammunition factory has risen to 150. Reports confirm that the city of Abyan is under the control of armed men who had previously looted the ammunition factory and other key government buildings. Protesters at the Chain Square are becoming more determined to continue their sit-in until the oust of the regime.
These young people have been at the Chain Square for more than a month now. They haven't lost their patience and hope. They will keep up the fight until the regime is toppled.
The main demand of the Yemeni people is reform and genuine change. Nobody can say no to such a big crowd and rewind the situation to an earlier stage.
The time for initiatives has passed. People have lost their trust in the government. Every time they present an initiative, they withdraw it in the next day.
The protests in most of the Yemeni cities are gaining momentum with the continued defection of the regime's members. The main question now lingering in minds is that would Yemen go through a peaceful transition of power or not? Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.